Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me, having a great visit with our good friend Steve Forbes. I don't want to miss a minute of our time. So I want to get him back in here to talk about his new book, Money. The title of the book is Money, How the Destruction of the Dollar Threatens the Global Economy and What We Can Do About It. He co-authored this with his successful co-author, Elizabeth Ames. Steve, thanks again for being here. Congratulations again on the book. You want to tell us how the, I know the Thank book's you. Available wherever books are sold. Is there a website for the book?
There is, where you can get it on Amazon.com. And on Forbes.com, we have a so-called lander page where you can get more information on it. So, as you say, bookstores, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, other sites, and Forbes.com.
All right, so check that out, folks.
We're out there.
Yeah. Steve, I want to talk about a couple of things quickly in this segment. One is, who's in the way? Where are we stuck? How do we, you named in the last segment, you named off three or four things. It sounded really easy, but we have to remember we got these people who are invested in the government controlling things. The reason certain members of the leadership of the government don't like your ideas is because they can't control a gold standard. And they can, but they can control fiat money, and they can control regulations that impact fiat money. And so, what do we have to do? We need funerals. We need people to lose elections. What do we need for this to change?
We need an aroused citizenry. Ronald Reagan was right. He said, "You don't change minds on Capitol Hill through sweet reason. You do it through the heat of public opinion." And as people understand money, understand what happens when, you know, it's like changing the number of minutes in an hour each day, which is extremely disruptive. When people begin to understand that, they'll demand action, and that's the only way to change it.
Would this be a big deal for a candidate to run on the next presidential election?
Oh, I think so. And you can bring it down to the fact, look, when you go to the grocery store, when you go to the gas pump, why are you paying more? Why does the government think it's good that you pay more? Federal Reserve thinks it's good you pay more.
Would a flat tax slash gold standard platform be successful, you think?
Absolutely. And I hope a couple of candidates do it and show that this is a winning issue. In my home state of New Jersey, we had a Republican primary for the Senate. And the establishment candidates lost to a candidate who advocated going to a gold standard.
Mm-hmm.
So people are beginning to stir.
But Americans need to be educated about this, and that's what you're doing with your book, and that's what I'm trying to do with this discussion on the show. I'm trying to help regular folks out there on Main Street understand that if we could convert to a stable monetary system. With a currency that's backed by gold, which we had all those years, that the same work that we do would produce greater opportunity, greater wealth, wouldn't it? We wouldn't have to work harder. The system would be more in our favor. Is that right?
That's right. It would be in favor of people trying to do positive things instead of politicians trying to take power and maintain their power. And we did it, as you mentioned, for 180 years. It worked. Our founders understood it. And we've got to re-understand it again today and get this country back on track. Money, again, should be stable in value, like you have 60 minutes an hour, 12 inches in a foot.
Right.
You have those things, stable things, and by golly, we can focus on real things. And you mentioned the tax code. We shouldn't be spending 6 billion hours a year filling out tax forms.
Well, you know, Steve... One of the maxims that's come out of the last 5 or 6 years is that we're all working harder for less, right? Where employees seem to be working harder for less, or for certainly for not more. Business owners seem to be doing the same thing. I talk to business owners all the time, and that's what they say. This is what I just said is the indictment of the current monetary system, isn't it?
It is. We're on the treadmill, and the treadmill is winning.
Yeah.
And it's why there's so much more division in this country. People feel the link between honest effort and reward has been eroded. They feel that connections and crony capitalism are how you get ahead.
Yeah.
And it's corrosive. It undermines the social fabric.
And a gold standard would give us another gear for our the machine of our efforts. It would give us another gear that we didn't know we had, wouldn't it?
It would indeed. And it would be like a gear shift in a car that worked.
Yeah.
You'd say, my goodness, this can be easy.
Right. Yeah, absolutely, folks. Let's start. We're going to keep hammering this, Steve. Thank you for the book, you and Elizabeth Ames. Congratulations again. Thank you for getting this message out. And we'll keep doing our part. Thanks for being here, Steve. Come back soon.
Thank you, Jim. Keep fighting.
Thank you. Steve Forbes, ladies and gentlemen, a great American, one of my heroes. And whether you know it or not, he's your friend. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.